Hi, my name is Carmen Bodmeroy, and I teach at the Delta program at Place Cartier. So we've been working on a major school change project through the lens of the design thinking model. And what I found is that because the design thinking process is a cycle, it allows for colleagues to be flexible and tweak ideas along the way. And the beauty of this is that our colleagues have been more open-minded with one another because we all sort of know in the back of our heads that if ever an idea doesn't work so flawlessly, there's no worries, we can go back and tweak it as we need to and can adjust. So there's a bit less pressure when trying to find a solution, and thus I think it makes us more open-minded with each other's ideas, which is a really important part of collaborating.
Can you tell me a little bit about this major school change project? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, so we found out that our school was going to be moving to either St. Thomas or to Lindsay Place High School. And so that was obviously on everyone's mind. And when we went into the design thinking process workshop, the teachers from Place Cartier were wondering how we would be able to implement change in a way that everyone's voice was heard. That was sort of our goal. So through the design thinking process, we were able to distill that concern that was on our minds and create a problem statement and start brainstorming and prototyping different ideas that would most effectively and efficiently gather the voices of all the people involved. So students, staff, teachers, community members, etc. So using the design thinking process, we were really able to tackle that issue that we had regarding the big school change, like moving to the new campus, and we were able to come up with a prototype that we feel worked really well, and we amassed heaps of data, which was our goal, and now we're at the point where we're going through it, and we're going through the process.